Half ago, Zongo Junction, the Afrobeat band that was here a few weeks ago, again came in, and the trumpet player Will Maggot was part of that group playing pretty hot Fela style music. And That's his new record that's not quite out yet, I don't think. We heard Brown Paper Bag. So this was a good, what do you call it, a good color section here. So we started off with Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer doing Hard to Make It, which has the line about Little Blue Egg. And then the Cars did their cover of The Little Black Egg. They once backed B.B. Buell on her first recording doing that. The Cars on one side and Todd Rundgren and band on the other, backing B.B. Buell. So, and then, so we went Little Blue Egg, Little Black Egg, Brown Paper Bag. And here we are. Will Maggot is in the studio, and I'm so glad you came back, even if you don't have a whole band with you.
Yeah, it's great. So, it's great to be here again, Larry, and here for all of you good folk listening out there.
Yeah, you've got a show coming up Saturday night at Cafe du Nord called Will Maggot's Worldwide Dance Party.
It's a little bit of a tongue twister, yeah. So Cafe du Nord in San Francisco, great joint, and we're doing a beautiful night of music featuring members of Fela Kuti's band, actually. Baba Keno Kulolo and Soji Odukube are going to be playing. My trio is going to be opening the night, playing some of the music that you just heard, Brown Paper Bag. And
the Will Maggot Trio.
Will Maggot Trio, okay. Yeah, exactly. Mm. And that's been a new project for me. You know, as Larry pointed out, I used to play in an Afrobeat band called Zongo Junction. I also had my own Afrobeat band named Pangea Collective. And
where's that based?
That was based in Los Angeles, okay. where I went to college at UCLA. I was studying ethnomusicology down there and got into West African music, ended up living in Ghana for a little while, came back, started this Afrobeat band, and, you know, eventually having a 14-piece band for me, you know, just right out of college. It was my dream, just like, you know, quote-unquote make it in this world with this large-ass, you know, this large band. And as you can imagine, that was very, very difficult. So I started...
Financially, anyway.
Well, financially and emotionally to some degree, you know.
You mean all the personalities? You have all not these, to mention you have all how these, much they eat.
Exactly, and how much they drink sometimes, too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so anytime any band stays together for a while, if you've ever been through it, you're going, that's amazing.
It's pretty, and I have to give it up to Zongo Junction. They are still at it. They just played, you know, on the show a few weeks ago. And they're doing really amazing things, and I get up to Charlie Ferguson out there leading that crew. And,
yeah. It's good to have. So, Brown Paper Bag, where'd that come from?
Well, you know, it's a song that It's kind of a metaphor, but it's also kind of literal at the same time. You know, as many kids growing up, I was given my lunch by my mom or my dad in a little brown paper bag going to school every day, and you know, they'd pack it whatever sandwich, peanut butter jelly, or you know, some vegetables, some really nice things in there, and you know, as a kid getting that sandwich, you know, you take it for granted. You're like, oh, of course I need to eat, and my parents give me this food. You know, sometimes you kind of want like a Lunchable or some, you know, something, but you know, they give you this brown paper bag and you eat it and you don't think much about it, you know. And then just recently, you know, about a year and a half ago, I moved back into my parents' house after college, as many people do in this economy. And I was living in my parents' house where I was performing music in San Francisco with different groups. And I was in a recording studio just playing a guitar for a second, which is not my main instrument, by the way. And this kind of melody started coming in, and the lyrics, my mama made me lunch in a brown paper bag, just kind of almost brought a tear to my eye. It just kind of came to me somehow. And I realized just then at that moment, like this lunch, you know, that my mom made me, how beautiful that really was and how much love she put into that. And moving forward in life, I wish to spread that love that she gave me, you know, my dad gave me as well. So.
Yeah. Not everything has to be tragic.
Exactly.
Sometimes things happened and you didn't realize how special they were until later.
Exactly. So, yeah.
So that's why we have the arts, to help us all plug into that, because we've all had those experiences. So Will Maggot Trio and this Fela type band, right, with all-stars from here. And this is Saturday night, and you're doing this to raise awareness about the oil spills in the Niger Delta?
Yeah, that's a major component of this event. It's not often often discussed, but there have been pretty devastating oil spills going on for the last 50 years in the Niger Delta region of Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And Shell, who runs these oil operations has done very, very little to A, acknowledge it, or B, you know, do anything about it. And they've had unprecedented profits. And there's about $1 billion worth of cleanup efforts that would alleviate some of the immediate poverty that's been happening, and at least, you know, create some opportunities for the locals who were otherwise fishermen, you know, losing their ability to not only feed themselves but make money, you know, and get by in the world. So it's a very devastating thing. The most recent one was in December 21st, so very, very recently. And basically, Amnesty International approached me. I have a good friend that I grew up with who was interning at Amnesty International. And he approached me. He's like, "Will, would you want Amnesty International to be involved with this event that was already planned?" And I was like, "Of course. Are you kidding me? I'm doing this music event with musicians from Nigeria. I'd be crazy to not want to raise awareness about such an issue and such an immediate issue." So they're going to be involved handing out information.
Amnesty
International. They're going to have a table at the event with more information. It's going to be interesting too, you know, because we're playing dance music, so people are going to be dancing, having a good time. But there's going to be this component of social awareness and, you know, some degree of tragedy. So it's going to, you know, affect the mood a little bit. But I'm hoping people can dance through that suffering and really enjoy themselves as well with some funky music.
Again, it starts at what time? 9:30.
Yeah. So the doors open at 8:30. There's actually going to be an amazing DJ playing from about 8:30 to 9:30, 10-ish, and then my trio is playing at 10 p.m.
Then what happens?
And then the Afrobeat Extravaganza is going to happen. It's basically a 14 piece or so operation. We have some amazing dancers actually coming out. One of them is flying from LA, a girl I worked with named Deborah Dawuda. She's from Nigeria. She's coming up to dance and you know, horn section, two guitars. We're giving you the full deal. So
good. Speaking of full deal, this new CD you have is this your first?
This is my debut album, like under my own name. It was amazingly difficult for me to just commit to, you know, my name is Will Maggot, and it seems like if I make a piece of art, I should, you know, put it out as the name Will Maggot. But for the longest time, I've kind of put under different aliases or had bands, you know, that I've written songs with other people. And so this is a big step for me. And it's my debut album.
Okay. Let's hear another song from that then. And we'll discuss where people can actually get it and
absolutely
where they can find out more about the show. This song is called...
It's called The Box.
Okay. So we go from bag to box. I like
exactly
this. Let's find out. Will Maggot.
I hope you enjoy.
This life is all we got. This life, babe. To live it outside. living outside the box.
Okay, good one to finger snap and hand clap, too. The Box, right. Will Magid, from his new CD called Midnight High. So, Will, suppose I wanted to get this CD. I assume the stores don't have it at the moment.
The stores do not have it, actually. As a matter of fact, you were hearing some of the first people to hear pretty much the final mixes of these. These haven't even been pressed. I probably shouldn't even be playing these on the radio, but we should. Why should I not do that? I should give it to you. So
we won't tell anybody.
Yeah, but I think the best way to do it. This is just like a really early kind of exclusive preview for all of you guys. But the best way is to follow me online as this album progresses. I'm going to be posting more news about it and links and whatnot for you to purchase it or stream it or download it illegally. Whatever you want to do for you to get it. You know, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Your website.
My website. So my website is basically myname.com, and I'm going to spell that out for you just so you have it.
MYNAME.com. You said
my name. I'm sorry. That'd be worth a lot of money if I own that, I'm sure. So my address is WILLMAGID, as in dog. Once again, that's WILLMAGID, as in dog, .com, willmagid.com.
So if these don't exist yet, it's not like you're going to be selling them Saturday night at the show either.
You know, I might have some thumb drives with me.
Oh, okay.
For you local folks that come out, if you bug me about it, I might be able to get you some music.
Trumpeter, singer, keyboardist, sometime guitarist, and other instruments, Will Magid. And you've put together this show that's mainly dance and good music to bring a little attention to some huge environmental issues in the Niger Delta. And Amnesty International is going to have a table, and they're involved in the show. It's called Will Magid's Worldwide Dance Party. Again, it's 9:30 p.m. Doors open at 8:30, with a lot of DJ going on before that, with the Will Magid Trio, the Fela Kuti Extravaganza, featuring former members of his band and a lot of African musicians from this area. 14-piece?
It's going to be something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse my math. You show up and
come with 12. A lot of fingers and you can count.
Yeah, I proved me wrong.
Okay. And by the time you start counting, I'm sure the music will be so good you won't be paying attention. Anyway, so and information on that show and all the Du Nord shows. Café Du Nord, as I remember, is on Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
I should remember the address. I don't. But it's up there. 2170 Market. Okay. Café Dunord.com. That's CAFEDUNORD. They also run ads in most of the papers, so it's easy to find that way too. Will, I'm so glad you could come by and preview some of the music from this new CD.
Absolutely great to be here.
And if it works out, at some point we'll have to have your band in to play live.
That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful.
So let's hear one more song.
This is a track called Cuban Swing that I co-wrote with a gentleman named Pleasure Maker from the Afrolicious crew in San Francisco.
Okay. He'll be there Saturday night, too.
He'll be there Saturday night, yeah, playing guitar on this track.
Okay. Thanks. Will Magid. Thank you. And again, that was my guest, Will Magid's new CD.